Schwester Rabbi, meine Dachgeschlitten, Schwester Rabbonen, Ische Zibur, in Ugo gathered a week before Rosh Hashanah to prepare ourselves for Yom Adin. Going in Siddur Agra, it's brought the Nusach of the Chreinus, we say, Mereshis, Kazoy Seidotam. It points out a very simple Machshava. A Melech Bas of Edom, when he takes somebody to court, judge somebody, one of the most important things is the element of surprise. To bring proof that the person didn't know before, that he can't fend for himself. To bring a witness that he didn't know that was coming. The Bari Kalalama Merech Chazay V'tuvay Mereshis Kazay Seidata. He lets us know that's coming a Yom Adin. He doesn't hide anything. There's no surprises. We know exactly what's going to happen. Was it the Chesed from Heilige Bashefa? But he tells us beforehand, Mereshis Kazay Siddhata. Not only does he tell us beforehand, he gave us a Meredika Matana. You may have able to prepare ourselves, for Yom Adin. I saw today in a Sefer from before the Mulchama, Rosh Tevis on Elul, says in Kehelas, in Kapitel Aleph, Kaposik Ches, and Asati, Alibi, Lof, Lidrash, Nasati el libi lidrash velosim. Nasati el libi lidrash is Rosh Davis Elul. A person, an Elul, has to take to his heart to be derish the Ribbono Shel Olam, to know what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from him. I think we'll preface what we are going to say, what we want to talk about, with a piece of Megala Amukes in Parshas Ekev. The Megal Amukai says in Parshas Ekev, Elul is Rosh Tevis, Orein Luchis v'Shivrei Luchis. Chedesh Elul is the Chedesh which we know we prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Sechtes Tainis, Yom Kippur is a Yom Tev. Why? Two reasons. Slicho Mechila, v'Yom Shenitnu by Luchis Achreinis. So part of our preparation is 40 days is for Yom Shenitnu by Luchas Achreinus. But the Megala Amukes points out that Luchas Vishivrei Luchas Munachim Ba'aron, and that has something to do with our Avodah of Elul. That the Aron encompasses in it not only the Luchas Achreinus, but also the Shivrei Luchas. What does that teach us? In Zechreinus we are going to say the first pasuk of Zechreinus. We say a whole piece of tefillah about Noach. The Gabbis Noach Ba'avah Zacharta, and we say all Agdoma, and then we say a posik by Yisker Elikim, posik of the Chreinus. The Ramchal in Pirish, Maimer HaChochma Amalchi Zechreinus Shefer, says, what do we bring in Noach in the Zechreinus? What is the emphasis on Noach in the Zechreinus? Zog the Maral, because there was Bria Se'olam, Zeh Ayim Tchilas Masecha, week from Chof Dalet Elul, from Chof Hei Elul to Rosh Hashanah, is the days of Bria. Rosh Hashanah, Zeh Ayim Tchilas Masecha, the Bria of Adam. But there was a Bria Shnia, says the Maral, a second Bria, a second time that the Bria was created. When? After the Mabul, new creation. The old Bria was by Davish that took and erased it, and there was a new creation, even though the Revenge left over Noach. He was from before the Mabul. It seems that the Maral, that the Ramchal understands that Noach in the Teva went through a new creation, and he came out new. And we talk about a Bria Shnia, second Bria. What is the importance of talking about a second Bria? The Ramchal doesn't explain it. He only tells us this is the Bria Shnia. What is that important for us to know? Tshuva. What does tshuva mean? We find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Bnei Korach made a t'nai with the Korach Ba'adosai, he made a t'nai, and he said, you know, we'll make a chance, in Bria Yivra Hashem, if the Eivishter makes a Bria, then you know that I'm right. And if not, La Hashem Shlachoni. We don't know, there's no such thing as tshuva. What will be if Korach does tshuva? And it won't be Bria Yivra Hashem. Mkemoitz Kalodam Yivus and Eile, Kudas Hashem, Kudas Kalodam Yipakeit, Lo Hashem Yishlachani. If they'll do tshuva, they'll be Kemoitz Kalodam. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that tshuva helps. Says the Rav Avrom Chechena Ba'avort. Moshe Rabbeinu added the word, Mkemoitz Kalodam Yivusun Eile. These people, if they will do tshuva, they're not these people anymore. Tshuva is a bria chadasha. A person becomes a new nivra by tshuva. And it's no more meiskel adam yemusan eile. Moshe Rabbeinu made a tnai, eile, these people. And after tshuva, they're no more eile. They're no more the same people. I heard it once from the Rebbe that they've simchat, they have tzadik leveracha. Erev Yom Kippur by Kol Nidrei, when we go to Kol Nidrei, one of the things that we do by Kol Nidrei in the most, by Klal Yisrael, a time that everybody became solemn and earnest and was doing tshuva, we make a Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu was on the Yom. But Klal Yisrael didn't make an asik from things for no reason. Why did Shechiyonu said with such fervor, with such chiyus the Shechiyonu? The Rebbe Lev Simcha said, the Shechiyonu is on the new person. That new person that we did now tshuva, we came in Kippur, we have a Bria Chadasha. That Shechiyonu, Klal Yisrael understood, this is Shechiyonu. There's a new chiyus, the person is a new person. There's a new Bria here, it's not anymore the old person. That's a Koyach HaTshuva. Koyach HaTshuva is something that we have to believe in. Koyach HaTshuva is in such an eschatshus, I'm not the same person anymore. It comes the days before Rosh Hashanah when we prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, prepare ourselves to do tshuva, prepare ourselves Yimei Aslichis, Rosh Hashanah Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We're preparing to become a Bria Chadasha. Maybe this will understand why all of us are so afraid of tshuva. I went to secular studies in high school and we learned in those days things which I hope they don't learn today. Shakespeare. And I still remember one thing that we were taught. Why doesn't a goy commit suicide on every problem that he faces? Whatever it said there, I don't remember, but I remember the lesson that it says. Because the fear of the unknown is greater than any fear that you have in this world. Rabbi said, you know why we don't do tshuva? Because we don't know what will be after we do tshuva. We have fear of the unknown. We don't know how our wives are going to accept us. We don't know how our husbands are going to accept us. We don't know how our children are going to accept us. We don't know how our friends are going to accept us. We're going to become new people. We're going to change. Fear of the unknown is the greatest pachad that we have. And that's the obstacle to do tshuva. So we do tshuva lemiktsas. Still rings in my ears the kail of the Rebbe Bnei Menachem that said that by a mitzvah there's no chatzi shir. Tshuva is a mitzvah's essence, there's no chatzi shir in tshuva. Tshuva, you go the whole way, you can't do a half of tshuva. Tshuva, to become a bria chadasha, are we ready for it? Are we ready to become a bria chadasha, a new person? A different person, we should become new. But that's what tshuva is all about. And that's why we say, v'gam es noyach, why do we demand the man noyach? To teach us the ability to become a new person, a new world. You know in which matzev? in a matzav of atishaches, in a matzav of a marble, in a matzav of the worst of the worst. It's our berater to stop nu. There could be a marble, and there could be a dirt a marble, and there could be the worst things in the world. The Hebrew said, at that point I gave you a berita, shnia. And that's how our munad we have to go to these days, to believe that we can make a bria shnia and become again a new person. That's the kerch of tshuva. The Rebbe Nishlam gave luchis shnias. We were zeiche through the tshuva of Elul to get luchis shnias. But luchis shnias are not the luchis rishenis. Luchis rishenis were michtov elikim and maisa elikim. The luchis shnias were only michtov elikim. Moshe Rabbeinu made the luchis. They were dargaless. Steht neu gedal yo von mein Vater der kleine Bracha und aber nifla ad miet. If shivre luchis are in the aura in the nabe for nothing. If shivre luchis are in the for nothing. Al kachach. Through the luchis you can put together again the shivre luchis. The luchis are chreinis are the oifen and the stepping stone. Not to stay by Luchas Achrayinus, to go back to the Luchas Rishayinus. Through the Koyach of Luchas Achrayinus, through the Koyach of Limutair Shabbat, you'll ultimately get back and you have the Koyach of Luchas Achrayinus still. And that's why the Shibre Luchas of Menachem Ba'arim, the Shibre Luchas of Menachem Ba'arim to teach us that we have the Shibre Luchas. Mishamayim, Meiv, Yoiv, Mishkel, Leshakel, from a Shemayim, they give, they don't take back. If the Eishti gave us the Luchis Rishonis, they're here, the Luchis Rishonis. They might be broken, but we have the glue to put them together again. And that glue is Luchis Achrayinus. How do we understand now what the Megala Mukis is teaching us? Elul is not only a preparation for Yom Kippur, for getting Luchis Achrayinus, for a second chance. Of course there's a second chance. But you know what else there is in Elul? The koyach to put the shivrei luchas back into the Aron. The koyach to take those shivrei luchas and put them back into the Aron, that's licht euch in Elul. That's what the Megala Mukis is teaching us. Elul, there's an Aron that encompasses luchas and shivrei luchas. You could put back together that whole shivrei luchas and make a bria chadasha, and make a new bria from the past. The Heilige Chassam Sefer teaches us that when we talk about tshuva, we talk about tshuva me'ava, which for some reason we think we are more shaykes to it. We'll address that in a minute. But the Heilige Chassam Sefer in Parshas Kisavei. Tshuva me'ava means shivsi beve'ach ha'sha'alti me'ez Hashem kol yimechaya. How? Kol yimechaya doesn't mean kol yimechaya that's going to be. Kol yimechaya means from when I was bar mitzvah till the end of my life. I'm today 30, 40, 50. We come to that shivsi beve'ez Hashem kol yimechaya. Shivsi beve'ez Hashem from today and further. But the Heilige Chassam Sofer, we have to chadar on Munah that the words of Chazal are true and the words of Aval Gedol Yisrael are true. Every kezayis of Basa Chadar becomes the kezayis of Achilas Pesach. Every time we sat in the wrong place, every time there was yeshivas tiatrois, every time we walked into a theater, every time we walked into where we shouldn't be, every time we sat in front of things we shouldn't sit, and we do tshuva me'ava, becomes a yeshiva in Beis Medrash Rabbeinu Lichtam Sefer. Acha sha'alti me'ez Hashem, shifti me'ez Hashem, kol yinei chayay. You can take those shivrei luchas and put them together again. You can make from your whole life that what you think is destroyed. And the Yetzirah wants to tell you how bad your life was. And the Yetzirah wants to tell you that the averus are so big you can't do tshuva. Tshuva me'ava everything becomes back. I heard from the Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael, a Sippur. There was, in the times of the Tiferes Shleimeh, a doctor Bernard, and those who study medicine know that he's mentioned today's medicine even, who became a Baal Tshuva. He became a Baal Tshuva to such a degree that he became a man in Israel. He was called a Chaim David doctor. Dr. Bernard, he was called in the Goyish world. And before he was Nifter, the Tiferes Shleimeh came to be Mevaka Chayma. And he was krechtzing. The Tiferes Shleimeh understood he's krechtzing for years. That he was not a Yid, that he wasn't in the matzav of a frum Yid. So the Tiferes Shleimeh said to him, Vayomem ha-Rishonim Yiplu. A pasuk by the Nozer Tomei. Vayomem ha-Rishonim will fall away. He gave a job up from bed. And said, "Ich bin nicht mevater auf keine Avera." We mean not mevater on one Avera. Tshuva ma'avas, ben is nasa leizachis. I'm not ready to give it up. Vayom reshayim yiplu. I can make for it mitzvahs. Das Wort teitsch is in Tonem Yachis. David HaMelech says in Kapitel Chofei in Tillem, Chatas nevura yefshoye al tizke. Kechavdecho schar liyata. Al tizke ro kechavdecho schar liyata. It's the Ponim Yafais. What's pshat and pasik? Look, the Ponim Yafais. Chatas nevura yefshoye al tizke. But kechavdecho, if I do tshuva me'ava, schar li, remember them. Could they become mitzvahs? You can put everything together. You can take your whole life and put it together back. Tshuva me'ava. Most of us probably once heard of the Rosh that Tshuva me'ava is beyond us. Tshuva me'ava is very hard. We're not holding there. But maybe we should touch Tshuva me'ava differently. And we'll understand that we're holding by Tshuva me'ava. All of us have Avos Hashem as a Tua in our hearts. The Rambam and Meir Nevechim asks a question. How can there be a tzivui on ahava? Ahava, if you do like it, or you don't like it. How can I tell you to like something? V'haftas Hashem alekecha, you should like? Writes the Sassamis on this kashya. Hakushe hi ha-teretz. The question is the answer. That means that the ahava lies in your heart. You don't have to make yourself a hava. The hava lies in your heart. You have a hava. Then what then is the mitzvah? If so, va'afta Hashem alekecha. So the biggest proof there is that the Sassamis is right is if we'll take out the Sefer Achinuch and we'll open up Sefer Achinuch to mitzvah Tov Tezayin, I think it is, one of those mitzvahs. Parshas Veshchanan, and he says, what is the mitzvah of Ahavtas Hashem Alekecha? How are you mevatel Ahavtas Hashem Alekecha? How are you mevatel Ahavtas Hashem Alekecha? How are you mevatel the mitzvah sesen? Says the chinuch, and it's a very scary chinuch, because as I heard from Rabbi Yonah Fost, Zeichet Tzadik in the Veracha, the mitzvah of Ahavtas Hashem Alekecha doesn't start when we're 40-50, starts the day of the Bar Mitzvah. It's one of the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midis. Every Bar Mitzvah, by 13 years old, is Mitzvah v'Avtas Hashem Alekecha. Every girl by 12 is Mitzvah v'Avtas Hashem Alekecha. And it's a Mitzvah to Midis, one of the six Mitzvahs that are to Midis. And if you don't know what they are, the first page of Mishnah Berurah B'Halacha brings the Chinuch, the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midis. What's v'Avtas Hashem Alekecha? Zog the chinuch, that when I make ahava to Gashmias, I'm a vatel v'avtas Hashem alekecha, v'on shoy godoy miyot. Dvarim liroam ad miyot. Why is that true? If I say I love ice cream, I'm a vatel v'avtas Hashem alekecha, why? How is that, what is the reason for it? The teretz is, The Sasamis explains, you were given a shear of Ava, every Yid the same. Every Yid was given the same shear of Ava in his heart. Your mitzvah is to use that Ahava right. Every time a bit of that Ahava is diverted to the wrong place, you have less Ahava to Hashem. That's why there's one person with more Ahava, one person with less Ahava. If everybody gets the same amount of Ahava, why is there one person that's a bigger eye of Hashem than the other? The Teretz is because he diverted the Ahava in the wrong place. That's what it says in Chinuch. So we have a mitzvah of Ahava, Hashem Elokecha. And where that Ahava is lying in me, within me, there's a burning Ahava to Hashem. All of us know that. And when it comes a good moment, suddenly we feel a burning Ahava within us to Hashem. And you know what? Tshuva Ma'ava means that I realized that I built a mechitza between me and that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and I don't love Hashem the way I want. And I'm not yoytze with a bumper sticker, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, anachnu oyev and moysach. That's not where I'm yoytze my Havas Hashem. My Havas Hashem is not where it should be. So I'm doing tshuva to bring back that Havas Hashem. That is called tshuva me'ava, Rabbi Yisrael. Tshuva me'ava means if I realize that all that I'm indulged in and all that I indulge myself in and all that I have in this world is keeping me back from Avos Hashem, my Aveiros are keeping me back, my Galshmius is keeping me back, and I do tshuva to remove that mechitza that I should be an Oyev Hashem, that means I'm doing tshuva me'ava to bring back my Avos Hashem. I challenge somebody to tell me that that's not shaykh to every person. Or is it shaykh to every person? Every person can feel something's holding me back from my Havas Hashem. Something is missing from my Havas Hashem. So I want to do tshuva that nothing should be missing, that my Havas Hashem should come out completely. That's called tshuva me'ava. That tshuva me'ava we all have a kesher to, we all have a shaykh to. You know what will happen with that tshuva me'ava? You know how everything's going to turn over, those shivri luchas are going to go into the aron and you're going to go back. All those broken days and all those broken glasses and all the times that we lost. All's going to come back. All's going to come back with a good tshuva, all comes back. Doesn't go into the yecheles in these days. How could we lose it? How could we lose such an opportunity? How could we lose such an opportunity? Such a noyelik opportunity. We know very well, everybody knows what we have to chazed for and pshutim. Everybody knows that it's a petabot discussion. Why is it that Naseres Yimei Tshuva, you have to do tshuva, why isn't it enough to make more mitzvahs? And to tip the scales in the right way? And the teretz is, the way Rabbi Yitzchok says the teretz, the way others say the teretz. And the easiest way for us to understand the teretz is that when you have an ability that the Eibishter is calling you to do tshuva. I saw today they printed a new shmuzen from Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He said on this week's parasha, Kikara ve'lecha adobo miyoyit, learn that goes in the mitzvah of tshuva. Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, the ganze bria shreit do tshuva. So close to you, here the kail, everything is screaming to you, do tshuva. Is there a time more that the Bria is screaming do tshuva than today? We come together here tonight. We'll divert for a minute off the topic. Maybe to be mechazik the topic. We come here tonight. Everybody knows news. We're not talking to a naive crowd. Everybody knows that the United States government might take the liberty to bomb Syria within the next 24 hours. And the Rishon in Syria said that the minute they're bombed, they're going to bomb Achim B'nai Israel. Are we complacent? Are we complacent to live our lives the way they are when we hear such a koil? Are we ready to be mamshach our lives the way they are when there's such a sakana in Klal Yisrael? What? Nothing's going to be, nothing's going to happen, we don't have to worry about it. Who's telling me we don't have to worry about it? My Yetzer Tov or my Yetzer Hara? We're living in the most tumultuous time that could be. And everybody knows that the days in Sof Elul are the days when World War II started. End of Elul. It's a cheshbon, the last cheshbon from last year. We hear such kailis, we hear such screaming, Kikar Velecha Abba Me'ayit. It's so close for us that it's calling us, come back, do tshuva, save the world. The matzav, we have to save ourselves. I don't want to go into all the other things that are going on, all the other problems that there are. But everybody realizes where we're holding in the world. Everybody realizes that it's a matchbox the world. So we hear the kails, Kikarim Elech Adava Miyayin, screams to us, come back, do tshuva, to shrei to uns. So Kabetzalem, and days are days that the Rishibarishalem is close to us, days that we have a koich to do tshuva, we don't do tshuva. That's the greatest tefillah on a person. You didn't use what I gave you. I gave you days that you could use to do tshuva, you didn't use it. In Meiri, in Chibur HaTshuva, can't tell you which page, from the beginning of Chibur HaTshuva, it's Zicheres. The Meiri said that someone doesn't do tshuva in Aseres Meitshuva, Ein Loi Chelik Rachman Al-Islam Zadakei Yisrael. You hear the Gurim? Why? It's a Dabba Poshut. Because the angel is so close to us, and he's calling to you, and he's asking you, and he's beckoning to you, when you don't do tshuva, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with you. It reminds me of a story, which I think is a mitzvah to say over in the tzibur. Frat, when there's mechanchem here, there was the first great melamed in Shiva Tevedas, a tzaddik nizgov, Rav Hershel Wasilski, a tzaddik lebracha. In his last years as a Malamed, he went into the Manal and told the Manal that this yingle in my class, in the first gate class, is a goy. Manal says, what? Goy? Mechtesen. He says, I teach Alabes so many years. I say hold tillim for every yingle that he should learn the Alabes. So says the Malamed. He said, hold tillim for every yingle that he should know the alphabet. Of their yingle, of Shanoiz, because of the rhyme hold tillim, and he still doesn't know it, is a Nishkayit. And Kachava, the mother, the Rushes, the yingle, the mother was a goy. Kachava. In the Yiddish state, are the Amish that comes to the world and calls you to do tshuva, and you don't do tshuva, is Eilechendit with the Kayisrael, it's the same mindset. And the Eishti shrites to thee, and the Eishti comes to you, and he gives you an elul, and you may slichis, and Rosh Hashanah, and says, you may tshuva, and you don't move. You don't make a U-turn, you don't change your way of life, you don't change to a different direction. You don't have tviya later on a person. Thus is the tviya that there is. What does tshuva mean to us? Speak about tshuva, tshuva ma'ava, speak about putting everything back together again. Let's talk about one akuda of tshuva. We all have a shaykhis to everyone on his own level, on his level. Yiddishkeit, Judaism, is non-religion. Shamsun Falhish, who surely is not a rightist, writes in Parshat Vayera, and I think everybody should look it up, on the Pasuk of Lekachem Eschem Li La'om. He says this Niflam in Judaism. He says, in the world, there's religion, and there's nationality. I'm a British Protestant, I'm a French Protestant. In Yiddishkeit, your nationality is Yiddishkeit. You don't have a nationality and a religion. Your nationality and your religion are both Judaism. They'll state, Ulekachtem eschem li la'om, for a nation. What's the difference? Dr. Absham Shafal Hirsch, because by the Goyish world, religion means, in the best of cases, five times a day. The rest of the day has nothing to do with it. A Yid is a Yid 24/7. Yiddishkeit means 24/7. I'm a Yid all the time. It controls my life all the time. It takes me all the time. It goes with me all the time. Everything goes with me. Kol Ma'aseicha. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is a Yid. Those statements are Shamsu Falish. There's two ways to look at Yiddishkeit. There's a way to look at Yiddishkeit as a restriction. There's a way to look at Yiddishkeit as a schia. There's a way to look at Yiddishkeit, that Yiddishkeit is restricting me, it's holding me back, doesn't let me do this, it doesn't let me do that. There's a way to look at Yiddishkeit as a schus to be a Yid. Where is the place we can test ourselves, which we belong to? Everybody will claim to belong to those that don't realize that they're supposed to be a Yid. But there's a test, a very good litmus test. It doesn't take long to prove where we're holding. When we go ask a Shaila Barerov, and he tells us, Osir, when we expected to hear Mutter, what is our reaction? When we go ask a Shaila and we're told, I could be Matter you with the Eved, but Lechatchila not. Where do we choose, the with the Eved or the Lechatchila? That's where we see if we look at Yiddishkeit as a restriction or we look at Yiddishkeit as a Schia. If we look at Yiddishkeit as a schia, Osir and Mutter mean the same to us. If we look at Yiddishkeit as a schia, we want to live a lechatchila b'ki Yiddishkeit. Not a b'di'eved b'ki Yiddishkeit. If we look at Yiddishkeit as a restriction, then the minute I can take off the shackles of this restriction, I'll take off the shackles. The minute I can drain the charis, I dread the charis. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. It says in Iyuv, the Sultan came to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Vayhi Hayom, in Zohar HaKadosh it says, Vayhi Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. And the Sultan David said, you know my Avdi Iyuv, you know Iyuv, go see what you can do with him, see, I'll give you permission. What did the Sultan have against Eve? Zokte Rebbe Rabbi Yonison today, I think it was the Yard side of Rebbe Rabbi Yonison, Yaris Dvash. Nuyre de Kidiburin Rabbi Yisai. Be'idin Rizcha Manshinon A'esen. In a time of Rizcha, you manage on A'esen. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Came the Sultan and said, he sits in Eretz Utz. He's not in Eretz Yisrael, he's not Mekayim Terumas and Maaseres. He's living in Chutz La'aretz, what do you want from him? But he should have gone and moved to Eretz Yisrael to be able to be in Mekayim Terumas and Maaseres of the Rabbi Yonason. And Yoy Madin is Matshimon Am Eser to Eden Rizcha. And that's why he had a tefillah on him. He said a beautiful pshat in the Gemara Chagiga, it's not for now. Neuro de Kedibur for Rabbi Yonison. Schabta Zitten. Kumta Yoimadin. Let us remember that on Yom HaDin we'll be asked, why did you try to drain the charis from it? Why did you try to drain the charis from this and from that and from that? If the Rebbeinu Shlomo had a tviya, the Sultan was able to be mekatrig on Iyuv, that he lived in Chutz Laretz. Why are you not in Yisrael to be mekatrig on Samaisris? Do you know what the Rebbeinu Shlomo could tell us on our lives, on Rosh Hashanah, what the Sultan could be mekatrig, the Eves is a law beaten. But what do we have to learn? We have to learn to live a Yiddishkeit of wanting to do. Of wanting to do. I'm not talking about chumras that are lefnim mishuris adin. And I'm not talking about chumras that are done in public. I'm talking about our private lives. Our private anhagas achayim. Our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that we do between ourselves. To do them on a chatchila dikeifim. To do them on a chatchila dikeifim. Try to do a mitzvah b'shleimus. To give mishalim, a lot of mishalim. But I want to talk about one thing. Our biggest schus is v'gamas noach ba'avah zacharta. Why? The Torah says in the last passing in Parshas Bereishis, v'noach motzachem. When Chazal Noach was really bloomed for the door, he should have been wiped off the Motzah Chen. He found Chen. Found Chen in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's eyes. Meaning, even when there's din, we can find Chen in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's eyes. Zokdor Chaim HaKodesh, Seif Pashat Bereshis. There are certain mitzvahs that you can find Chen with them in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's eyes and they can save you. Even when everybody gets punished, one person can be saved because he found chen in the Eved Tzayis, half of a fellow. Which mitzvahs? The Chaim HaKadosh doesn't teach us exactly which mitzvahs. One mitzvah there is that brings chen is a klara chazal, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shmirat Shabbos brings chen in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's eyes. It says clear chazal that Shabbos and the Shaychus the chen. Let us, before the last Shabbos in the year, which the last Shabbos in the year, Svarim HaKadosh teach us as Muridik Ikeiches. The Sosema says, Baruch Atah V'Vayecha, Baruch Atah V'Tzeisecha, Baruch Atah V'Tzeisecha, both every Shabbos is a Baracha in the beginning of Shabbos and a Baracha at the end of Shabbos. So too, there's a Baracha in the first Shabbos in the year and a Baracha in the last Shabbos in the year. There's a special Baracha of this Shabbos. Shabbos is koyel, the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos is koyel the whole week. Let us talk about our Shabbos. Is our Shabbos alach hatchila deki Shabbos, or is alach Shabbos a b'diyeva deki Shabbos? Do we bask in the light of Shabbos, or do we find Shabbos to be something painful? Does it ring in our ears, the shprach, on a long Friday, Shabbos afternoon, I don't have what to do on board? Does it ring in our ears, the shprach of a Friday night, and the long Friday nights, I don't have what to do on board? So we go to b'di'evet. We're going to b'di'evet mode. You could read this, you could read this, maybe yeah, maybe not, maybe tell the Shulchan Aruch, he'll have to read it, maybe not, but read it. B'di'evet mode. Because we're bored. Because it's Shabbos afternoon, I have nothing more to do. How much v'daber dover are we mekayim on Shabbos? How much do we talk on Shabbos with an Allah to talk? How much of dvarim shel chayil that are also api alacha do we talk on a Shabbos? Our Shabbos is very b'di'evet. Everybody's Shabbos, all over. We lost the appreciation of what Shabbos is. I can tell you that 95% of the Olim sitting here, their great-grandfather did not speak a word on Shabbos. But that's what Reuf Klal Yisrael did 100 years ago. didn't talk the one betayla mashallahs. Years ago, I was walking down the street and a yid stopped me, criticized me on something that I did, and I was makabel that I never to do it again. Walking in the street with a talus, it's a goyish street, you don't walk in the street with a talus. Fine. Criticized me, it entered my mind. I was makabel, I knew myself that he's right. But he told me, you think maybe I'm saying it for some reason that I have something to you, I will tell you a story to show you that I'm giving you a miser that I lived myself. Before the Muhammad Tafresh Tzadik death, the seed came from Galicia to Poland and was in Varsha for Shabbos. He ate in the house, Ahida Balabos, Molly Begodish, Achsid Shi'id, Molly Begodish in Teira. Middle of the Suda come in two Bochran, say good Shabbos, walk into the kitchen, take the food and leave. He has to eat what is to Bachan. He says, my children, we really eat in Shtibu. Next day he goes over to the Bachan and says, why don't you eat at home? Our father is a working person. So lo yamolet. It can't be that it shouldn't come out in the middle of a Suda Shabbos. It can't be. Because he's used to talking all week to Bichel, so we don't eat at home Shabbos. Because he went out, not 100 years ago, not 200 years ago, 1939. And the father didn't bother him, he didn't appreciate it. Why am I saying it over? To realize what Shabbos meant. Rav Shimshon Pinkis brings in Sefer on Shabbos. He was a child, a teenager, and he was in Brownsville. He grew up in Brownsville. And in Brownsville, Gevinta Tzadik, Rabbi Yosef Liss, Zecha Tzadik, Levracha, who lived in Yishalayim, in HaKadosh. And he was talking to him in a court, in a schoolyard. And there was a gate. And Rabbi Shimshon was holding the gate and moving the gate with his hand. And Rabbi Yosef Liss asked him, what are you doing? So he said, nothing. And he asked him again, what are you doing? And he said, nothing. And this went on once, twice, three times. The fourth time, he said, I'm moving a gate. Dr. Rabbi Yosef Liss, on Shabbos you can't do anything without realizing what you're doing. Shabbos you have to realize every minute what you're doing. And if you didn't realize you're moving a gate, then something went wrong with your car on Shabbos. Dr. Rabbi Yosef Liss, where do I get such a saga from? It's nothing to do with me. I grew up by my grandfather, a Kotzke Chassid. And when it came Friday, Chatzis, it says Rav Shimshon Pinkis, you can look it up. When it came Friday Chatzos, his hands started to shake from pachat from Shabbos. So that's where I got my pachat from Shabbos from. Azayot eizgizeh Shabbos by your grandparents, not by Yemen's. By your own grandparents and by your own great-grandparents. Shabbos, the hands tilted from Shabbos. My brother, the Levin Gesund sein, was a few weeks after his bar mitzvah. And he walked by a light. And he closed the light. Opened the light. What would we all say? Misasek, Kivege, Semeches, Yom Malacha, Nishta Malacha. My mother, Allah Shalom, she rests in Gan Eden, told him, Dost Aneshama Parvachen, and you already made it dirty. Those are the words that she told me in Yiddish. He tells me that Ada Yoim still has a pacha from Shabbos in those words. That was Shabbos by a lady that was born in Detroit, Michigan, in America, born in America. Don't even have a pacha from the Shabbos Kiddush. Ah, Yidden basked in the Hano of Shabbos. Gelept with the Shabbos. A whole week they lived from the Shabbos. How does the Shabbos look by us? How would the Evedik is our Shabbos? How would the Evedik is our Shabbos? How the Evedik is our Suddish Shabbos? Yakimeh Shechter Shlita writes something that's half of a fella. Every father is machuyev on Friday to prepare himself for Suddish Shabbos like a Magid Shir has to prepare himself for his Shir. If your son would learn in a Masifta in the ninth grade, and the Magid Shir would only come in prepared for the three best children in this class, the rest of them, let them sit there, let them not understand. We would all complain. Dr. Abraham Meir, when you come to a Friday night table, you have your wife sitting there, you have your daughter sitting there, you have your teenage son sitting there, you have your little baby sitting there. Everybody has to have something from that Suda Shabbos. How? Prepare yourself. Sit down and prepare. You want the Magid Shir to prepare? Friday night, you're a Magid Shir. Prepare. Prepare a Shir. Prepare something for your wife, prepare something for your son, prepare something for your daughter. Everybody should enjoy. Koskins Miris. A Shabbat Suda is an uplifting for a child, an uplifting for a family. That's where we yearnik from, that's where we get yinike from, that's where we yearnik all week from that. We have to work, it's the last Shabbat from year. Let us take, our Shabbat should be a lechatchiladike Shabbat. The problem is we don't know what a lechatchiladike Shabbat is. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Agadama, if you didn't learn on the Shabbat, you're supposed to hold your hands together on Shabbat. Because you don't know what you can do and what you can't do. You don't know when you're going to do a malacha, you're not going to do a malacha. So who knows what a lechatchiladike Shabbat is. But let us try at least. Let us make tshuva to the nekuda of trying to live lechatchilelik, of trying to live an uplifting life, of trying to show the Rebbeinu Shlom that we're happy to be Yidden, we're happy to be Yidden, we're happy to have mitzvahs, we're happy to have gedarim esyogim, we're happy to be controlled. If the Rebbeinu Shlom see that we're happy with being Yidden, the Rebbeinu Shlom will give us everything that we need. The Rebbeinu Shlom will give us all the barachas that we need. I'm saying Rosh Hashanah l'kedavonim kibonim im kavodim. What does it mean im kibonim im kavodim? It means exactly what we just said. A ben is happy with his parents. An eved wants to become his eved. Im kibonim is rachmeinu kerachim ol avonim. Oy, do we need rachmeinu Rabbi Yisai? Everybody knows how much troubles there are in Kalal Yisrael. Everybody has this peklach. Everybody realizes what we need rachman from the Rebbeinu Shlom kirachem av abonim. Im kibonim, if we'll act like bonim, bonim, happy with our parents, happy with the Rebbeinu Shlom, happy with Avinu Shebashamayim, we'll live a lechatchiladika life of Judaism, living a Yid, being a Yid, 24/7 a Yid. We'll be zoicha, the Eibshter will be merachem on us, kirachem av abonim. And the schus of Shemir Shabbos, Chazal tell us, either the Shabbos Achas or the Shtei Shabbos. We have the Shabbos Achas, we have Shtei Shabbos, the last Shabbos, the first Shabbos. We can be Zoichet to Geula. We have Shtei Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Shabbos Shabbos. Svarim tell us that's also Shtei Shabbos. So we have Shtei Shabbos, again Shtei Shabbos. We have so many days to be able to be Zoichet to Geula Pratius. And a good clothes. May the Rebbeinu Shlom see that we want to change. We want to make a U-turn in our lives. We want to become closer to Him. We want to bring out our Abbas Hashem more. The Rebbeinu Shlom should be Merachem on us. And take us out of this bitter, bitter regalus. Be Mekarav us. And bring us to the Geula B'Mehera B'Yemein. Amen.